When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have a guess who's on the line now.
Your colleague on the fairways.
My live commentary colleague, Matty Rogers. Morning, Matty.
Matty, how are you? You got the call, mate. How exciting.
It is.
We're going back.
I know. I can't believe it. It's fantastic. Well, yeah, I mean, for all the tournaments that I've covered, it was the hype around it was just amazing, wasn't it? It was great. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I think it'll be bigger this year, Paddy. I think after, you know, what they experienced last year, you know, they said they could have sold another 10 or 20,000 tickets. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just a bit nervous about the size of the lines in the merch tent because, you know, I love a merch tent.
Yeah, we're going to have to get out there early before they open the gates.
Day before.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, good luck for the Pro-Am, Matty. I hope you hit them great.
Well, I'm not in it yet. I'm working on. I've got a Paddy. You know people.
Yes.
It's Operation Get Rat into the Pro Am. So we've got to find a way.
So, in other words, you want me to call the shark? Was that where you're going with this conversation?
Listen, I didn't say it, but you did. So why don't you give the shark a call and say, listen, Matty, he's been hitting it well. Let's get him in the Pro Am. Great for SEN. They're calling the event. I think it'd be fantastic.
So it probably wouldn't hurt, that one.
We'll see what we can do. All right, Broncos, Bunnies tonight, and we keep saying it, there's none of these high-profile teams, well, no team, wants to start 0-2.
No, it's a long season, a lot of football ahead, but, just getting away that first win as early as you can just puts a little bit of confidence in the team and the group. And, you know, when you've got a young side like the Broncos do, you know, you really want to sort of try to notch up a couple of early victories just to keep that energy high. And you wonder sort of, you know, does the hangover of last year start to come into effect if they're 0-2 and they're sort of not staring down the barrel, but, you know, the barrel's sort of coming up into their eyesight, that's for sure. And, yeah, look, we saw the Cowboys last year get away to an ordinary start and they never recovered. So you start playing a bit of a different football when you're under pressure. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how both these sides fare after not their best performances in round one.
Kevin was a little snappy yesterday when questioned about the whole Ezra Mam Spencer Lunyu affair. He said it's been done and dealt with now. But do you believe there's some sort of residual effect within the Bronx with this incident?
Paddy, I think they're over it as a group. It's been hanging around for a while and too long in my opinion. It should have been dealt with a lot sooner. But I think they're young enough and you know these young blokes nowadays they've got memories like goldfish. They forget things in an instant and they can move on. Let's hope it has because it's run its course. We've dealt with it. We've moved on, but. You know, the emotional toll, you just don't know. I mean, I don't know Ezra Mam. I don't know what he dealt with growing up. I don't know his background. I don't know any of that. So whether that has a residual effect, like you mentioned, I'm unsure. But I'd like to think these young fellows, they can sort of flush it, move on and get back to playing some good footy.
Yeah, a couple of interesting selections and strategies by Kevy with the Broncos. Marty Tapao selected initially and now dropped. And then Corey Oates trains most of the pre-season but not selected first up and same for round two. Do those sorts of things ring okay for you or is that a little destabilising?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Kevin. They know what's going on. They know what's going on internally. You're a squad nowadays. I mean, yeah, your team, 17 men run out on the field on game day, but everybody knows you need way more than 17 players. You need a solid squad to win a premiership. So Corey Oates will get his opportunities. It's very rare that players are playing all 26 games in a season. It's a tough, hard grind. So Corey Oates, he's a professional. He'll be ready if called upon, given the opportunity. But look, he'll be disappointed. There's no question. And if he wasn't disappointed, you'd be worried.
Yes.
Yeah, well, quite frankly, Heels has taken it rougher than I think Corey, because Corey sort of basically intimated he doesn't want to travel the 100-odd Ks down to play for the Burley Bears.
Oh, I could think of worse places to go and play.
Yes, exactly.
Good fun,
Dan. I'll be down there on the weekend, so I'll let you know how he performs.
Yes, righto. Yeah, you're the live caller. Are you? Who else?
Not working. Live call. I'm just going to go down and watch it. I've got a few guys that I want to go and watch play, so I'll be down there at Burley. But yeah, and love getting out to see the younger guys get around earlier in the day. So I'm excited to get down there and watch a bit early on the weekend.
All right, Titans with a bye this week. Let's have a look at the other two Queensland side. Cowboys v Knights. Cows very, very impressive the other day against the Dolphins.
Yeah, they were, and I thought Newcastle really lacked punch, and they'll get found out if they play like that against the Cowboys. Who, you know, looking at the game back, I was sort of, you know, Sats and I were talking about during the week, and we were just sort of wondering, were the Dolphins that bad or were the Cowboys that good? And it was probably a bit of both. Cowboys played some pretty good footy, and you know, they'll take a lot of confidence out of that. They, you know, they had that little purple patch, that 8 rounds coming into the finals, and just sort of dropped the ball a couple of rounds out. I thought they were a chance of, you know, even finishing top four at one point. They were on fire, but yes. Unfortunately, the start just cost them. So they'll want to rectify that. And you look across their roster, I mean, there is talent across that entire team. There are points in their back row. There are points in their centres. There's points in their finishes, in their wings, their fullback. There's points everywhere in that team. So you want to be on your game against the Cowboys, because they can hurt you, and I think they should get the chocolates against the Knights.
Dolphins and Dragons. He's made a few key changes, hasn't he? He's the halfback's been showing the exit door after round one, and Tessie New's been replaced by Jake Avarillo.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Avarillo didn't start in round one. You know what the Dolphins really lacked last year was genuine speed. They obviously they've got the hammer in there, but you know, they just didn't have the speed out wide. So they went and bought Avarillo and they sat him on the bench, or they didn't pick him in the 17 for round one. So good to see him back in, like, getting his opportunity. You know, Herbie Farmworth, I thought, was okay in a pretty ordinary team, and I thought their other signing, Flegler, was good as well. He tried hard, so you know, there's going to be a lot of not pressure, but you know, there's going to be a lot of ask of Tom Flegler. He's surrounded by a few older guys, and he probably needs to carry the most of the weight there in the forward pack. But look, when all those players are on, they can be as good as anyone. You look at that forward pack, the Bromwich brothers, and you know, Nichols, and you know, now Flegler, Kafusi. I mean, all players on their day can turn a match. So
yes.
I think it'll be a good game. It'll be interesting to see how St George back up after a solid win against the Dragons. St George, one thing I know about Shane Flanagan, I've had a bit to do with him over the times, he's a very similar coach to a Ricky Stewart. He'll have his team committed, and you'll get a football team that goes out there with intent every week. Whether or not they've got the skill to go deep into the competition, I'm unsure yet. But look, they looked pretty sharp last week against the pretty average Titans.
Yeah, Matty, I'm sort of looking forward to seeing West Tigers, what they produce, and they're up against the Raiders. Pretty good game, I reckon.
Yeah, it will be. Raiders were good last week.
Yeah.
You know, to go up to Newcastle and win, so they're going to have to be on their game. And I was interested to see that Aiden Caesar didn't get picked. He obviously hasn't stamped his authority in the halves over the off-season, and he's on the bench as a 14. So that's sort of where they struggled. You know, the team, you look at the forward pack, you know, you took Amanu and Clemmer in the front row, Papali'i and Bateman in the back row.
Yeah.
Like, that's a solid forward pack. It's a good forward pack. Happy Coruscant at 9. So if they can get going and the halves can steer the ship, I think there's some points in that team, and, you know, I'll be interested to see how they go.
Yep, exactly right, and what Benji brings. He's made a couple of bold decisions and put young Lachlan Galvin in the 6 and left Caesar in the 14, as you said. Hey, out of the round one, who were most impressive? I mean, Storm, to keep the Panthers to nil, that was a hell of an effort.
Yeah, yeah, the Storm were very good, mate, but I can't go past my Sharkies, Paddy. I called that game and I literally thought after 18 minutes, this game's over.
Yes.
They were attacking the line. I was 12-0 up. I thought, oh, they're gone. The Sharks are gone. This game will be over in 20 minutes. They hung on. They showed tremendous grit, determination, and then fought their way back, jagged a try before halftime, then went on to win it in the second half. I just thought they were fantastic. And it showed a, I don't know, a different level of metal to the team than I've seen in the previous couple of years. So, you know, who knows where they could go if they, you know, continue on in that vein. But I'll tell you who impressed me, and I know it was against Canterbury, who weren't great, but the Parramatta Eels.
Yes, okay.
They impressed Bryce Cartwright in particular.
Yeah.
He's just come out a different footballer this year and playing with, you know, real ferocity in defence, which is probably not his go. But just, you know, a genius with the ball as well. So it'd be interesting to see how they go as well. But, yeah, look, a few good performances. You can't go past the Storm keeping the Panthers to nil. The Panthers, you know, they've lost a couple now in a row with the World Club Challenge and that. And, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they go up against Parramatta this week.
Yeah. Hey, while we've got you, I just want to fire a couple of quick questions about the Reds and rugby. But we've just tracked down some audio from Eddie Jones talking about this controversial stint and a brief stint that he had at the Wallabies.
At Australia, don't live in your suitcase for 12 months. That's the thing I learned. It was a bad situation. I went there, wanted to make change, wasn't settled, just didn't work. But I don't have any regrets. Don't have any regrets. Like, I tried to do my best in a short period of time. And what I think I've left Australia is a young squad that's capable of doing well.
Okay, well, that's Eddie now in, you know, the harsh light of day of what was just a disastrous World Cup campaign. But on the plus side, Matty, we're seeing some good performances by these Australian franchises, particularly against the New Zealand teams.
We're seeing phenomenal performances, Paddy. You know, the Reds, they could easily be 3-0 at the moment. And I was really stoked to see them get over the Chiefs on the weekend, given, you know, they won their first game comfortably against New South Wales, which, you know, we expected. And then they come out and get beaten in extra time, and then they're playing the Chiefs. And I think, gee, they could have played really good rugby, and they could be, you know, 1-2. So to come out and do what they did against the Chiefs, they deserve to win. But you know what sports like, boys? It's not always fair, and you know the people that deserve it don't always get it. You know what they're after. So yeah, really stoked that the Reds got that win. You know, all the sides. I went down and I called the Brumbies Force game for Stan Sport, and really impressed with what I was seeing from you know, some key young players. Ben Donaldson was fantastic. I know all the tens have been fantastic. Payne Edmed, young liner. Yeah, just, you know, there's some phenomenal talent in Australian rugby. It's just about, you know, pulling them together and getting to perform on the big stage when they're wearing that gold jersey. But one thing that helps that is if they've got a, you know, a habit of beating New Zealand teams, you know, in the provincial, at the provincial level, they come up against New Zealand teams. They know that they've beat before. They know they're human. They know they can be beat. They can go out there with confidence, knowing that they're capable of beating them in the gold jersey. So, and I'm optimistic about the future. I'm really excited to see how Joe Smith goes as a coach. What I like about Joe Smith, he just seems really unassuming. He's not about the bright light. He's about getting the job done. And you know, and I think that's, you know, really the way the All Blacks operate. You know, they're not about any one person. They're about the jersey and about, you know, playing to win. And, yeah, I'm excited to see how, you know, the rest of the season unfolds. I'm literally just about to fly down to Sydney right now to do a show with Justin Harrison and talking rugby. And I got to tell you, Paddy, I'm really excited about where rugby is right now, given the performances of the last 3 weeks.
Good stuff.
Very good.
And that's what we want to hear. I mean, we want them back and we want them challenging on the world front. I mean, the Wallabies have dropped to number 10 in the world, so the only way from here is up. Hey, great to chat as usual. Yeah. Jump on that plane and we wish you the very best of luck of getting to the Live Pro-Am. We'll see what we can do.
All right, good on you, Paddy. See you, boys.
And you, Matty.